A room full of custodians and their supporters, most wearing orange t-shirts, greeted the school board at a special meeting last night. They pleaded with the board not to privatize custodial services, some saying that if they were to lose their jobs, they would also lose their homes. The board decided against privatization and voted to find the $500,000 in savings that privatization was supposed to generate through across-the-board layoffs. A revised deficit elimination plan reflecting that will be submitted to the state. Board President David Bates says he and his colleagues will also need to deal with about $480,000 worth of recently discovered cost overruns in the 2013-2014 fiscal year budget.
So, yeah, the total would be about $980,000 that we need to trim from the budget for the coming year in order to stay solvent. And, of course, as Mr. Superintendent Martin pointed out, you know, the longer you put that off, then that number may grow again, but we'll get to work and see what we can do.
Bates says he believes board members will work very hard to find other areas where cuts can be made to avoid laying off any more employees. He said board members are no longer in a position to have the luxury of being able to say they're completely against making certain cuts. Everything has to be on the table, including things like cuts to transportation and athletics, along with consideration of ideas such as a 4-day school week. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.